AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A member of the Oath Keepers has admitted to charges in the deadly Capitol riot in January, the first defendant to plead guilty in conspiracy cases against extremist groups. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris will be making her first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border Friday. There have been criticism from Republicans and some Democrats about why she hasn't gone sooner. Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's a connection to former President Donald Trump's upcoming trip to the border.
We have no way to predict what former President Trump will say when he goes to the border. We can only guess. But I don't think our view is that the vice president making a trip to the border with the Secretary of Homeland Security to assess and take a look at progress that's been made is going to prevent or change what the former president of the United States says when he goes to the border.
President Biden will be unveiling a plan to deal with guns and rising crime numbers. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
From Baltimore to Los Angeles, homicides and shootings are up from the same time last year. The rise started last summer, confusing experts, though it was likely due to things like historic unemployment and anger over lockdowns. Still, violent crime overall is lower than 5 years ago.
The plan also includes providing money to cities that need more police. The coronavirus fight is progressing in states like Andrew Cuomo's New York.
The emergency is over.
But in Missouri, there's an alarming rise in cases.
The numbers increased in 3 weeks what it took 6 weeks last year during our surge. So it's pretty, I'd say, almost scary how quickly the numbers came up.
Eric Frederick is chief administrative officer at Mercy Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Reasons for the increase? The Delta variant and the number of people who are still not vaccinated. Michigan Senate Republicans who investigated the state's presidential election says there was no widespread or systemic fraud. This is AP News. Warren Buffett is resigning from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Bill and Melinda Gates revealed they are divorcing after 27 years of marriage, but said they'd continue to jointly run their foundation, one of the largest philanthropies in the world. Warren Buffett is one of three members of the foundation's board. With recent donations, he's given more than $33 billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Now he says he's resigning. In a statement, Buffett said he's been an active trustee and that he's resigning from the post, just as he's done with all corporate boards other than Berkshire Hathaway. Buffett is now 90 years old. Describing his job, Buffett said, "I'm clearly playing in a game that for me has moved past the fourth quarter and into overtime." I'm Jennifer King.
Rapper McKinley Mac Phipps has been released from prison after being granted parole in the case of a 2001 shooting at a South Louisiana nightclub. Phipps was serving a 30-year sentence after a jury found him guilty of manslaughter. At the time of the shooting, he was a 22-year-old rapper. Ed Donahue, AP News.